Hello everybody, I'm Nathan and I'm here at the Animas HQ. I'm here with Bettina Pickering, who trains our Certificate in Emotional Intelligence Coaching and Certificate in Somatic Coaching. How are you doing, Bettina?
I'm great, thank you, Nathan.
It's really great to have you here today to have a quick chat about these topics. I'm really looking forward to it. Bettina, I'd love to talk to you today about the Certificate in Emotional Intelligence Coaching and Emotional Intelligence Coaching as a subject as a whole. Just to start us off, could you tell us what is Emotional Intelligence Coaching?
That's a really great question. So what it is very much coaching somebody around understanding their emotions and what the emotions that they're experiencing mean for them. Let me just step back for a second into what are emotions, first of all, because I think they are at the heart of everything. So the thing is, we tend to, in the West, prefer the thought, the rational mind, making rational decisions. Well, guess what? Research has found that there is no decision that is actually rational, as we would like it to be, generally. All decisions have an emotional component, whether we know it or not consciously. So they're always there. We can't switch them off. They happen in the background, whether we like it or not. And a lot of the time they influence us without us actually knowing that consciously. So what emotional intelligence coaching does, it helps our clients and ourselves as coaches to become really super aware of what's going on for us in that background emotional state. And the great thing about it is with that self-awareness, we can actually make much, much better decisions. And especially in situations where, we might have otherwise come to blows with somebody, where we might have otherwise stepped back and been really frustrated about something that we didn't get what we needed from somebody else. Or we becoming a much, much more grounded and more inspiring leader, in fact, because we can actually tap into other people's emotions much better because we understand our own and we actually notice the signs in other people. So it is actually quite an amazing field, because the other thing that it does, it actually helps us also to work with stress better, because stress is all about emotions, really. I mean, certainly in the workplace, that's what it is. Is all about feeling frustrated, not getting what we need, is feeling absolutely under pressure because there's too much work. So it's this whole area of overwhelm, or there's this whole area of anxiety and fear of potentially being sacked or making a mistake or being reprimanded. So this is also what emotional intelligence helps us, because a lot of these initial emotions that happen, most people no longer feel consciously. So it's all there bubbling in the background, and they just are in this state of anxiety without being able to understand what this means for them and then what steps they could actually take to address it.
Right. That's really amazing. It is indeed an amazing field. Where did this come from then? Could you give us a sense of that?
Right. So emotional intelligence is, in fact, quite an interesting, has quite an interesting history. So there was a gentleman in the 1920s called Edward Thorndike. He came up with the concept of social intelligence. So this is really the our ability to understand other people and also to influence other people. So it's basically to have really good relationships with others. That then was taken further over the years. And Howard Gardner then, in the 1980s, discovered there are more intelligences, so to speak. So in addition to the social intelligence, he found numerous others. One is like somatic. Then he's had some emotional intelligence and various other intelligences. So initially he came up with seven, and now he's saying that there's a multitude of them. And then there are a number of people from various universities across the US, they did some research, and that was really in the 1990s, and they called Peter Salloway and John Meyer. They published an article called Emotional Intelligence. So if anyone is interested, you can find that online. And it's actually that was the groundbreaking article that coined the term emotional intelligence and brought it to the attention of the world, basically. Mm. So then the person who is most known for the concept, Daniel Goleman, picked that up. So Daniel Goleman was a psychologist from Harvard, and he picked up this article by Salloway and Mayer and started to do a lot more research into that, in particular emotional intelligence in the workplace. And he discovered some amazing things. It's basically that emotional intelligence, if you have that, if you have a good degree of emotional intelligence, it's 1,000 times more important than actually somebody's IQ. Mm. And that is a big finding, because previously the academic world and actually the business world had believed if you get somebody with great IQ, they'll be a high performer. That is absolutely not true, and Goleman proved that. Mm. So what we now know is high performers, actually about probably 90% of really high performers, they also have a high degree of emotional intelligence. And so that has actually been the groundbreaking research, and actually the groundbreaking book, also called Emotional Intelligence, by Daniel Goleman, which really brought this area to life. And then, of course, you know, once that book was published, a lot of people realized, hold on a second, just by reading a book, I'm not getting it. So a lot of coaches started to specialize in it or picking up that area, because, you know, they realized, oh, it's really important for leaders. So I have leadership clients, so let me help my leadership clients to develop emotional intelligence. And I mean, certainly in most businesses, or at least the more aware ones, it has become an important part of their coaching and mentoring, in fact.
Hmm. So what does this understanding then of emotional intelligence really add to the field of coaching of those coaches that decide to incorporate it into their practice?
So to me, what it adds is that component of emotions. And so it is really understanding your own emotions, what is going on for you, and bringing those into the conscious mind, being able to articulate what's going on.
Mm.
And especially articulate it to other people.
Mm.
So once you know what's going on for you, you also know what you need based on that. So let's say if somebody is frustrated, and previously they just felt that, but they couldn't really articulate, I'm frustrated because, and as a result, I need. That is very disempowering if somebody only sits with that emotion and nothing else and nowhere to go. I mean, that just causes stress, illness, and all sorts of blow-ups. So once they actually can articulate in a really good way what they need from others or from themselves, that's a way forward. They're no longer stuck, and they feel really empowered. Mm. And people who can do that, A, they get the things they need most of the time, because somebody will say, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, of course, no problem. I'll do that for you. Or they are able to feel really good about themselves because they have taken that powerful step forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels very common that in our society or in our culture, articulating emotions, and particularly what we, you know, really being able to articulate clearly what we're feeling in those moments is I say uncommon, but is something that we don't practice as a something that as a skill that it feels that more generally, more widely, is not particularly practiced very, very commonly. So if I can totally imagine how being able to do this having that awareness as well really allows people to communicate in a way that really moves them forward. So I understand that emotional intelligence is really prevalent now, both in as you said, in business and this understanding of emotional intelligence, and it's how that relates to IQ, or how it's actually, you know, something that people really look for. It's something that in my experience, I've seen less applied to coaching as much. So it's amazing to see this field just now being brought into coaching in the way you're describing. Can you tell us a little bit about what your experience of emotional intelligence coaching is then?
Well, I have to say, I use it all the time. So to me, it's an integral part of my coaching. So if somebody doesn't want to address their emotions, when they come to me, they're the wrong place. I'll always ask about that, and it will always go there, because to me, emotions are at the heart of everything. That is actually the pathway to change for me. I mean, you know, every thought triggers an emotion. So the thing is that the easiest thing for me is to work via the emotions, because they are the most common factor to everything. And so that is, and also they are what, that energy of the emotion generally is what causes certain issues in I mean, I can speak mainly for the business world, because most of my clients come with workplace issues. Generally, you know, if somebody is constantly frustrated and you're working with them, that has an impact on you, and it has an impact on the whole team, because everybody will act on that frustration. Even if this person, you know, voices very positive things, they, you know, that they use the right words, so to speak, but if their underlying tone is of frustration and their body language is of frustration, so there's basically the words will be irrelevant. And that's the issue that I come across. So it's much easier to me, you know, in a coaching environment, to pick that up with the client, so that they are totally enabled to know exactly how they come across to others, and thus they can actually have an impact. Because sometimes it's actually really good to express your emotions in everything. So, I mean, research has found that using anger in business, in a judicious way, gets you better results than not using it. So if you can express it in a constructive way, it actually is an energy that gets results.
Right.
So, but you, of course, you have to express it constructively. It's not a good idea to take out the baseball bat and hit on something. That doesn't work. Or, you know, start taking your fist. That doesn't work, unfortunately.
Right.
Fortunately. So what is important, that people understand how they can contain the emotions and channel them so they can be used to best effect, and also safely with other people, because of course somebody else may not experience the same emotion in the same event or the same situation. So we also have to allow that, you know, what we experience isn't necessarily somebody else's experience.
Right. So
we do have to make sure, and that's something that emotional intelligence coaching helps clients to do, that we always see the bigger picture,
right,
of the various relationships that we have, because we're not isolated as an individual. So however we act, and with what emotions it's infused, will have an impact on other people.
Right. So you're training this certificate in emotional intelligence coaching here at Animas. Could you tell us a bit about what the weekend's all about then?
So this weekend, what we're going to cover is, first of all, a bit of background. Where does emotional intelligence come from? And especially the science behind it. So I'll go a bit into the neuroscience. So also, I find sometimes clients do ask about that, because, of course, you know, most people in the West, they are steeped in research and science. So I just want to make sure that all the coaches that come to the weekend also have that background. Yeah. I'll also cover why the EQ, the emotional intelligence quotient, is more important than IQ, and what's been found around that. And then we'll dive straight in into the real stuff. So it will be a lot of experiential exercises and a lot of interaction, because, you know, the best way to experience your own emotions is actually when they're mirrored back by somebody else. So we'll be looking at the emotional landscape and how to verbalize emotions, both the coach and the client, because it is really, really important that as coaches, we also have a really good understanding and awareness of our emotional reactions and are able to contain those and master those when we're working with clients. And then we'll look at four pillars of emotional intelligence that Daniel Goleman has developed. So the first one is the self-awareness that I've already mentioned. The second one is self-management. So now that we have self-awareness, how do we actually manage that? And the third one is the social awareness. So this is now going from the self, looking at how do we interact with other people, how does that work, and how do others impact us, and how do we impact other people. And then the next thing is, of course, once you have that awareness, how do you manage it? How do you influence relationships? How do you get what you need from those relationships and also create win-win situations for other people with yourself? Because the worst is when you have a win, so you get what you want, but others don't. So this is all about win-win.
Right, great. So these are some great things that people are going to be leaving the weekend with. How do you see that people's coaching will change as a result? What would they see or feel differently within their coaching?
What they'll find is, I would say, quicker results for clients. Hmm. So their clients will actually get to where they need to get to in the session quicker, because doing it via emotions does actually accelerate the process. What they'll also find is they'll probably are able to unearth a lot more unconscious biases that people have and help them to A, make those conscious, and B, release those and change those. Because that is really how we get to them when we work around our emotions. And also what they'll find is actually clients will come back and report that they have better relationships at work, that they have better ways of dealing with stress, and also with dealing with those typical frustrations that everybody has in the workplace or at home, for example. And also, if they have clients in the leadership field, they'll find that their clients will be far better able to connect with their direct reports or the people they're leading. And they will get far better results from their teams than they had before.
Excellent. Excellent. Fascinating. Really interesting subject. And it's great to see how this is being applied in coaching. I really love the application of such a sort of something that's been really quite a hot topic for a while now, and seeing it being used by coaches effectively to really help increase that IE quota, IEQ. Is that what you described? IE quotient, and really help them move forward with their goals, etc. Brilliant. If people want to do some more reading about this, because I think that's probably all we've got time for today, but if people want to go forward and do some more reading on the subject, is there any articles or books that you can point them to?
Well, I would certainly read the main article written by Mayer, Caruso and Salloway, which is called Emotional Intelligence. Yeah. So that's the one I definitely would read, and it was written in the 1990s. The book that I would absolutely, absolutely recommend is the one that Daniel Goleman wrote called Emotional Intelligence. So this is a really good one to read. I mean, it's quite a chunky book, so do take your time with it. And those are the two areas that I would go in, because they're actually quite chunky, both books. And it's the third one probably would be following on from that. Daniel Goleman has also written a book called Social Intelligence, which is based on his emotional intelligence work. And that's also a really good read.
Great. Thank you so much, Bettina. This has been absolutely amazing talking to you, and just really fascinating hearing more about the weekend, but more about emotional intelligence coaching more generally. Thank you very much for joining us, and I'll see you again soon.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Nathan. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Bettina. Take care now.